Central European leaders have issued a new call expressing support to those countries waiting to join the European Union, appealing to the EU to keep the momentum of enlargement to Southern and Eastern Europe. The call came at the end of a meeting of the Central European Initiative, or the CEI, in the Slovak spa town of Piešťany. Rob Cameron was at the meeting and joins me in the studio now. Rob, the CEI seems to be a sort of waiting room for EU membership. Is that the impression you got from the talks in Piešťany?
Yes, Dieter, it is. And for those countries still waiting for EU membership, it's a chance to mingle with the leaders of those countries who are already inside it. Slovakia, which is chairing the CEI this year, is a good example. For years under Vladimir Mečiar, it was almost a pariah state in Europe, and EU membership was actually in jeopardy. But the government of Mikuláš Zurinda managed to turn the country around, and it joined the EU at the same time as the Czechs, Hungarians and the Poles. Mrs. Zurinda told reporters that the benefits of CEI membership, although they were difficult to measure in exact terms, had been an extremely useful forum for Slovakia.
It is quite difficult to measure, but I can tell you that exchange of view, meeting to each other, speaking together, this is the issue, this is the substance via which I believe that we could go ahead faster. It was important in the beginning, maybe 7 years ago when I started in this position to meet the Prime Minister of Italy. I remember our meeting in Trieste, for instance. It was quite important to meet the Prime Minister of Austria, the Chancellor of Austria. I believe that thanks to this possibility to communicate, implement new programs, these means are substantial and good for the countries which are trying to follow the same way.
That's the Slovak Prime Minister Mikuláš Zurinda. The Czech Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek was also at the meeting, and he summed up for me what had been discussed in Piešťany.
It was negotiation about the future of Europe, about cooperation on the base of this initiative and future cooperation in European Union and possibilities of future cooperation.
The organization is so diverse. It numbers countries like the Czech Republic, which are already in the EU, joined recently, countries which have been in the EU for several years, like Austria, countries which are very, very far from joining the EU, such as Moldova or Belarus. How can an organization like the CEI really be effective when its members are so different?
It is a certain club, and it is necessary to say that to the future this club could support also membership of other countries in the better club.
Now, Rob, remind us of some of those CEI countries which are hoping to join that better club, the European Union, in the near future.
Well, they include Romania, Bulgaria, Croatia, but the EU doesn't want to stop there. It has ambitions to extend further into the Western Balkans and possibly into Eastern Europe, although that's subject, of course, to political and financial considerations. A real question mark hangs over the future expansion of the EU. A year ago, for example, shortly after the Orange Revolution, everyone was talking about the possibility of Ukraine joining, but the EU has gone rather quiet on that matter in the last few months.
Now, Slovakia chaired the CEI this year. Who's next?
Next year it will be Albania, and it's often described as the poorest country in Europe. The conventional wisdom is that EU membership for Albania is a long, long way off, but the Prime Minister, Sali Berisha, told me his country was making great strides and there was really a realistic chance of joining in the next decade. So let's wait and see.
Well, thanks very much for that, Rob.